Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Go ahead and write that down. I embrace the power of yet. We replace the limitations of I can't with the possibilities of I can't yet. And this is the growth mindset. And we understand right now that our current knowledge and skills are just the starting point. And with dedication, effort, and resilience, we can expand our capabilities beyond what we ever thought possible. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, y'all. Y'all, I'm so excited to be here with you to share this time and this space together. And y'all already know what time it is. It is a moment with joy, and it is our time to heal, transform, and evolve together in a sacred space. And you guys join me every Thursday so we could do this inner work together. And I couldn't be more grateful for you guys to be here. And today is a very special day because we are doing part two of the Elevate Your Confidence series. And if you have not seen part one, please go back and watch that and then come on back over and watch part two, okay? But before we get started into part two of the series, we will make sure that we're sending this video to five people. Come on, get five people. We're going to send it to five people, and we're going to make sure that they're getting this love every Tuesday and Thursday, right? Oh, okay, cool. And make sure you guys are subscribing to the channel. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel. Make sure you press the bell to get the notifications. And you guys are tuning in every single week. And we got to 10K subscribers. I'm celebrating it all year until we get to 20K. Okay? Because I know with your help, we could do it, because y'all share your girl stuff all the time. So keep reposting the videos. Keep sending them to your family members and your friends so we can get this word out, okay? So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love each and every last one of you. And if ain't nobody told you today, let me be the first. I love you. I love you for real. Okay, so welcome back to part two of our series, Elevate Your Confidence. And in our previous session, we explored three pillars, essential pillars for elevating your confidence. So y'all make sure you go listen to it so you could be up to date with what we're talking about today. And today we're going to dive into part two, overcoming fear and limited beliefs. We will identify limited beliefs and what they are, how to build resilience, and how to cultivate a growth mindset. Okay. That's what we're doing today. So let's dive deeper into each pillar and understand how they contribute to our overall confidence. And before we dive into overcoming fear and limited beliefs, let's just talk about what limited beliefs are. Okay? Limited beliefs refer to a deeply ingrained thought, perception, or assumptions that individuals hold about themselves, about others, or the world around them. These beliefs often are negative and restrictive, meaning they hold us back, okay? They impose limitations on a person's potential and their growth and achievements, okay? And we don't want that. These beliefs can manifest in different areas of our lives, such as relationships, career, health, and personal development. These beliefs can create self-doubt, fear, and a sense of being stuck all the time and very powerless. Limited beliefs are often irrational and inaccurate. Can we write that down? Put it in your journals. Limited beliefs are often irrational and inaccurate. Period. But individuals tend to accept them as truth without even questioning if they're valid or not, especially depending on where the belief came from. For example, because I know I'm not the only one, childhood experiences. Okay, that's an example of where the belief could come from, your childhood experiences. And limited beliefs can develop during childhood due to experience with parents, your siblings, teachers, and your peers. Negative feedback, criticism, or comparison may lead to beliefs like, I'm not good enough. I'll never succeed. That's what you'll be saying to yourself. Another example is past failures or rejections. Previous failures, rejections, or disappointments can create limited beliefs about our capabilities. If we've experienced setback after setback, disappointment after disappointment repeatedly, we may develop beliefs like, I'm always gonna fail. Nothing's ever working out for me. Here's the best one. It's always something. That's the one everybody uses. It's always something. It can't never just be cool. And lack of positive role models is another way. The absence of positive role models or mentors can demonstrate success for you and can model that for you, can model resilience or personal growth. If you don't have those examples, we tend to live a life thinking that this is as good as it gets from what we see. And without examples of what's possible, it can be challenging to break free from those self-imposed limitations. Okay? They can significantly impact one's mindset, behavior, and decision-making, leading to missed opportunities and self-sabotage. Can y'all agree? When we think less of ourselves, it always makes us miss opportunities that we feel like aren't for us. Okay? And today we're talking about overcoming all of that. And overcoming limited beliefs involves recognizing and challenging them, meaning I'm going to challenge this belief. We're going to replace them with more empowering and positive beliefs, and taking action that aligns with what inspires us. We're going to take action that aligns with our goals. So we're going to do. And this process often involves self-reflection, which we always talk about, personal development work, meaning we're seeking it, what's on the inside of us. We're seeking what's on the inside of us, and seeking support from others, and consciously choosing to refrain from the negative thoughts and perceptions that we put on ourselves or other people have given us. And by doing this, y'all, we can expand possibilities and we can enhance our self-confidence. Okay, and we can achieve greater success and fulfillment in all areas of our life. Okay, so the first step to overcoming limited beliefs is identifying the limited belief. We have to identify it. That's the first step to getting over it. We can't be numb. We can't just act like it ain't happening. We ain't saying it to ourselves. So I want you to make sure you guys are taking out your journals too and writing these notes down so you can go back and read them, okay? I want you to imagine standing on the edge of a cliff, ready to take a leap of faith into the unknown. And suddenly, out of nowhere, you hear a little voice in your head, in your spirit, that whispers, what if I fail? What if I'm not good enough? What if this don't go the way that I planned? These thoughts represent your limiting beliefs. They are like whispers of self-doubt that hold you back from exploring your full potential. Have you ever felt this way? I know we have. All of us have. Our biggest opportunities, the moment that we're about to do it, it might be a little voice that go, girl, I don't know. And to identify your limiting beliefs, pay attention to your inner dialogue. You have to listen to your inner voice. Notice the reoccurring negative thoughts or self-critical statements that arise when you consider taking on new challenges or pursuing your biggest dreams. These beliefs often stem from past experience, social expectations, okay? Meaning social media want me to do, society's expectations of you, and comparing yourself with others. Once you become aware of your limiting beliefs, challenge them. Joy, I'm gonna challenge my limiting beliefs. Ask yourself, are these beliefs based on facts or just assumptions? Can I find evidence to counter these beliefs? Are they valid? Does this even make sense? Can you sing joy? Yes. So why are we saying we can't? Period. You know what I'm saying? Replace these thoughts that are negative with empowering thoughts. I can do all things. I was created to do all things. Affirm yourself in a way that supports your growth and your self-confidence. That's what we're doing. I know that limited beliefs are a result of having worthiness issues. Many people don't believe that certain things can happen to them or for them based on where they come from, based on what they've been through. They don't believe that they deserve the good that life has to offer. And I'm telling you today that manifesting your best life requires letting go of limited beliefs and making room for all the positive experiences that are ready to flood you. And actively caring about how you feel. How do you feel? Tap into your emotions. Now is not the time to be numb. And by minding your business, which is your mind, that's one thing my mama taught me. By minding your business, which is your mind, and focusing on right-mindedness, you can overcome limited beliefs, the negative thoughts. You can break the ceiling that you put above your head and align yourself with the abundance and goodness that you desire, and watch your confidence elevate. There is no ceiling when it comes to me. That's what you're saying. There is no ceiling. Once again, I am an extension of the greatest power that ever lived, the Creator, God, and there is no box big enough for God. So take the limits off yourself today. Everything that you desire is yours. So that's the only way that we're going to experience the good, if we continue to do the work to get rid of these limited beliefs. Okay? The second pillar today that we're going to discuss is building resilience, which is a huge part of elevating your confidence. We have to be resilient. And I want you to imagine a tree. Yes. And today we're going to be thinking about, we're imagining things. And you can close your eyes as I say certain things too, to really see what I'm trying to get you guys to see. Imagine a tree standing tall in the face of a powerful storm. To the human eye, it looks as if this tree is about to break in half because of how hard the winds are hitting it. Its branches are swaying left and right. It's even bending to a point where you're thinking like, okay, yeah, that's about to fall. But it remains firmly rooted in the ground. Its roots are strong enough to handle the toughest winds. And after the storm, it might have lost a few leaves, yes. Even some of its branches, it might have lost them, but it stood strong. This tree symbolizes resilience, a fundamental pillar of confidence. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from setbacks, adapt to the change, and thrive in the face of adversity. It's not about avoiding the challenge, but rather developing the strength and flexibility to navigate through them. This tree teaches us the crucial lesson about resilience, a lesson that resonates deeply with me, and I'm hoping that it resonates.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's deeply with you. Okay? It reminds me that resilience is not merely the ability to endure hardships, but the courage to remain firmly rooted in our beliefs, our values, even in the face of adversity. Now, think about it. If your values and your beliefs are negative, we're not going to last. Okay? So we're going to do the positive things and make sure our beliefs and our values are strong. Our foundation is strong. So when we're hit with something, we're not falling. Okay? It is the commitment, and it's an unwavering commitment to persevere, to rise above the storm that is threatening to break us. And everybody's going to go through those moments in life. And just like this tree, we too encounter storms in our lives, times of immense challenge and uncertainty. We may find ourselves battered by the winds of adversity, our branches trembling under the weight of trials, but let us remember that within us lies the power to stand tall and stand strong. Okay? We possess roots of resilience, all of us, and they are fortified by our experiences, our knowledge, and our ability to adapt to life. These roots that we have provide us with the strength to weather the toughest storms. They nurture our spirit, enabling us to bounce back from setbacks, y'all, to grow and flourish in the midst of adversity. And no matter how fierce the storm may get, let us Hold fast to our resilience. Put it down in your journals. I am resilient. Let us, y'all, we have to draw the inner strength and continue to be determined to get past this storm. And after the storm, we will emerge, y'all. We come up just like those trees, maybe scarred, a little bit bruised. We might have a little, you know, loss here and there, but we'll be stronger and wiser than we were before. So let's embrace resilience as a guiding principle in our lives. Let us cultivate this belief in our own abilities to overcome challenges, because things happen and people be like, I can't do that. That's too much. Joy, I'm done. I'm good. That broke me. I don't ever want to see that again. But I'm telling you to stand strong and be firmly rooted in the ground. Your roots are in the ground and nothing can shake you. And as we navigate through these storms of life, that is the thought, that is the practice that we need to start telling ourselves. My roots are in the ground and I am strong. I believe and I know that I'm going to make it through this. For it is through resilience that we build the confidence that is unshakable. That's our foundation. My confidence is unshakable. And it is through resilience that we unlock the boundless potential within us. Okay? And in order to build that resilience, you got to embrace the failures and the setbacks. And you got to look at them as learning experiences, not as something that came to break you. So don't be discouraged by them. Look at them as stepping stones and learn to cultivate that positive mindset that sees challenges as opportunities for growth. Sees the setbacks as lessons, gems for personal development. Okay? And all I'm telling you guys to do is practice your self-care when those storms come. Tune into your breathing, because we got to breathe through them. Because every challenge will call you to step up. It's a call to go higher. Okay? It's not meant to break us. So we're going to start building our resilience. And it happens over time. It strengthens over time. It's like every other muscle. So do not give up. If you fall during that first storm, get back up. Fear not. Don't run from the challenge. Let's face it, because it's for your growth. Okay? It's for your growth. That's all it's for. Okay, so put it down. Challenges come so I can grow. It is my call to go higher, not to break me. Okay? The next way to overcome your limiting beliefs is to cultivate a growth mindset. Growth mindset. Put that down. Cultivate a growth mindset. So we're going to imagine something again. Imagine a beautiful big garden. And y'all, I love gardens. So I know trees and all the things are the objects today, because I love nature. And I think nature is a mirror of how we should be. I really do. So imagine this big garden, a place where seeds of possibility are lovingly, intentionally cultivated. Okay? And in my garden, in your garden, the growth mindset serves as the fertile soil, providing essential nourishment and support for the seeds that we're throwing in there to thrive and blossom. And just like a garden, our minds are capable of incredible growth and transformation. And we don't even use every part of our brain. So just imagine. The growth mindset is the key that unlocks this potential within us. It is the mindset that believes in the power of effort, learning, and resilience to elevate our confidence and achieve greatness. When we embrace a growth mindset, we recognize that our abilities and talents are not fixed traits, but rather seeds waiting to be nurtured and developed. We understand that setbacks and challenges are not roadblocks, but opportunities for growth and learning. And like a gardener tending to their plants, we tend to our minds the same way. You have to, providing them with care, attention, and nourishment that they need to flourish. And in this garden of growth mindset, we embrace the power of yet. Go ahead and write that down. I embrace the power of yet. We replace the limitations of I can't with the possibilities of I can't yet. And this is the growth mindset. And we understand right now that our current knowledge and skills are just the starting point. And with dedication, effort, and resilience, we can expand our capabilities beyond what we ever thought possible. And just as a gardener diligently waters their plants, we cultivate a thirst for knowledge and continuous learning. We seek out new experiences, challenge ourselves to step out of our comfort zones, and embrace the discomfort that comes with the growth. We understand that the path to confidence and success is not always smooth, but it is through perseverance and willingness to learn from failure that we rise above our limitations. And in this beautiful garden, y'all, we also surround ourselves with the support of community. We recognize the power of collaboration, yeah, and the wisdom that can be gained from others. We celebrate the growth and achievements of those around us, knowing that their success doesn't diminish ours. We foster an environment where everybody's potential is nurtured and celebrated, like those tomatoes, those onions, those cucumbers. And because the cucumbers grew faster than the onions ain't mad at that. Growth mindset, we're growing. Knowing that together we can achieve far more than we ever could alone. And as we tend to our garden, our mind, we witness the transformation that takes place, y'all. The seeds of possibility start to sprout toward the sky with newfound confidence. Those small seeds that we planted are now big trees that keep us covered, protected, give us air, all the things. Each setback becomes an opportunity for growth. And each challenge is embraced as a chance to learn and improve, okay? Through this journey, we elevate our confidence. If we do not adapt to the growth mindset, meaning you want to be stuck where you are. And growth mindset is I'm growing at every moment of the day. I'm growing every year, every month, every minute. I'm growing. And you cannot stop yourself from growing because of what you think about you. You have to discover the boundless potential within yourself and unleash it upon the world. We no longer fear failure, for we understand that it's merely a stepping stone. Put it down. Failure is a stepping stone. Failure is a stepping stone. You look at failure and you pick and choose what you need to work on and do it. And we become more resilient and adaptable and unstoppable. So my friends, all the friends on the couch, let us tend to our gardens, let us tend to our minds, and let us adapt the growth mindset with care and an intention. It is not magic, it's intention. Let us nourish the seeds of possibility within us and watch as they flourish and bloom, just like we watch those flowers bloom that we plant. And don't go messing with the seed because you feel like it's not growing fast enough. Put it in the soil and watch it grow. Let it take its time. Let it do what it do. Okay? Let us embrace the power of yet. I want to do this, but I haven't learned it yet. Not I can't learn it. I haven't learned it yet. I haven't got the Grammy yet. I haven't got a music placement yet. I haven't wrote my book yet. Your thirst for knowledge and the support of your community will push you through. That's growth mindset. And with a growth mindset, we elevate our confidence and unlock extraordinary potential that lies within each and every one of us. In conclusion, because I'm wrapping it up, by recognizing and challenging limited beliefs, making sure they're valid, because half the time they're not, we're going to build resilience and cultivating a growth mindset, you can elevate your confidence to new heights. These pillars work together to empower you, enabling you to embrace challenges, bounce back from setbacks and disappointments and all the things that life throws at us, and continually grow and evolve. So let's continue this journey of self-discovery and watch our confidence soar as we unlock true potential. And I hope part two of this series helps you overcome fear and limited beliefs so we can elevate our confidence. Okay? So I really, really, really hope that you wrote your notes down and that you got the encouragement you need to say, I was told I couldn't do it, but I know I can. I was told I wasn't worth it, but I know I'm worthy. I was told that I don't have no confidence, but I know I do. Get rid of those limiting beliefs and break through the glass ceiling that you put over your head and allow God to expose how powerful he really is. Okay? I really hope that this resonates with all of you. And I need for you to make sure that you tune in next time for part 3. And until then, be love, be light, and be confident. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.